Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a rave pressure style top loop in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way, using vocals as the main hook element. Now, if you're new to drum and bass production, the top loop is basically the high-frequency energy layer sitting above your kick, snare, and sub. So think hats, shuffles, little percussion ticks, vocal chops, and ravey texture. This part is huge, because in DNB the top loop often does a lot of the emotional work. It can make a drum pattern feel alive, add urgency, and give a drop that rolling, forward-moving energy without cluttering the low end. The big idea today is simple. We're not treating the vocal like a full lead line. We're turning it into rhythm, tension, and atmosphere. That's the mindset shift. In this style, the vocal is part of the groove. Let's set up the session first. Open a blank Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a really solid DNB tempo, fast enough to feel urgent, but still clear enough to let the groove breathe. Create a few tracks. You'll want a track for your main drums, an audio track for the vocal sample, and then return tracks for delay and reverb. If you like, group the top loop elements together later, but keep your sub and your main low end separate from this process. That separation matters, because we want the vocal layer to stay clean and high up in the mix. If you already have a basic drum loop, great. Loop two bars. Two-bar phrasing is a sweet spot in DNB because it gives you enough time to create movement, but it still feels tight and loopable. Now choose your vocal. For this style, don't overthink melody. Pick something short and punchy. A spoken rave phrase, a shout, a chant, a clipped word, or even just a rough vocal texture. Good examples are things like pressure, move, run it, no escape, or a rave. You want attitude and rhythm, not a full sung hook. Import that vocal into an audio track and turn on warp. If the sample is smooth and you want it to stay natural, use Complex Pro. If it already feels chopped or percussive, beats can work nicely too. The goal is to lock the sample to the grid so it behaves more like a rhythmic tool. Keep the clip short. A single phrase is enough. We're building a loopable idea, not a verse. Next, we're going to slice the vocal into playable pieces. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For spoken or punchy material, choose Transient Slicing. If the sample is especially tight and rhythmic, you can also try slicing by 1/8 or 1/16. Ableton will create a drum rack with your vocal slices mapped across pads. This is perfect for a beginner, because now you can treat the vocal like a drum kit. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI clip and start placing the slices in a call and response pattern. A good place to begin is beat 1, then another chop after the snare, then a small response near the end of bar 2. One really important DNB habit here is leaving space after the snare. Don't put the vocal directly on top of the snare transient unless that collision is intentional. Let the snare hit, then let the vocal answer. That creates forward motion and makes the groove feel bigger. If you want a quick starting pattern, try a vocal hit on 1.2 and 1.4 in bar 1, then hits on 2.1 and 2.3, with a little pickup before bar 3. Keep it simple at first. In DNB, placement matters more than complexity. Now let's shape the vocal so it feels percussive. Open the chain for the slice you're using, and add some stock Ableton processing. Start with EQ8, then saturator, and if you want more density, Drum Boss can help too. With EQ8, high-pass the vocal somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Sometimes even higher is better, depending on the sample. The idea is to remove low-end junk so your kick and sub stay clean. Then add saturator and push it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. You're not trying to destroy it. You're just giving it some edge and presence so it can cut through the mix. If you use Drum Boss, keep it subtle. Low to moderate drive is enough. For a top loop, you usually do not want to exaggerate the boom. We want clarity and punch in the upper range, not extra low-end weight. If the vocal feels too smooth or polite, add a little erosion for grain. Keep it subtle. A touch of texture can make the slice feel tougher and more industrial, which works really well in darker DNB. Now audition the vocal against your drum groove. If you're starting from scratch, a basic DNB drum pattern is fine. Kick on 1 and the end of 2, snare on 2 and 4, and hats or shuffles filling the gaps. Your vocal should support that groove, not fight it. The best top loop parts usually live in the spaces between the drums. That means offbeats, snare follow-ups, and syncopated gaps. If the vocal is crowding the strongest kick moments, pull it back. Leave those moments open so the drums can hit harder. This is also a good time to check your stereo image. Use utility if needed. If the vocal feels too wide or messy, tighten it up. And do a quick mono check. A top loop should still feel solid when summed to mono, because that's how it stays reliable in club systems. If your MIDI feels too rigid, add a little swing. In the groove pool, a subtle swing around 55 to 58% can make the vocal slices feel more human and less gridlocked. Don't overdo it, just enough to loosen the pocket. Now we bring in the rave pressure vibe with delay and filtering. Create a return track with echo on it. For this style, a delay can do a lot of heavy lifting. Try 1/8 or 1/8 dotted timing, keep feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter the delay so it doesn't get muddy. Roll off some low end around 300 to 500 Hz, and tame the highs somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz if needed. Send the vocal into that delay sparingly. The goal is to get little echoes that fill the spaces, not a big washed out cloud. Then add auto filter on the vocal track and automate it. You can slowly open the filter as the track approaches a drop, then close it back down when the drums get dense. A high pass movement is especially useful if the arrangement starts to feel crowded. This keeps the vocal alive and shifting, without needing to add a bunch of new samples. A really important production habit here is microvariation. In DNB, a top loop often changes a little every two bars. If it stays identical, it can feel static. So duplicate your two-bar MIDI clip and make one small change. Remove a vocal chop. Add a pickup. Reverse one slice. Move one hit earlier by a 16th note. Tiny changes go a long way. You can also automate little details like filter cutoff, reverb send on the last word, delay send on a transition hit, or even a small pitch change on one slice if it adds tension. A nice arrangement trick is to think in 4-bar or 8-bar shapes. For example, the first few bars can establish the main vocal phrase, then you might drop the vocal out for tension, then bring back a chopped response, then introduce a brighter or dirtier version later on. That progression keeps the loop from feeling like it's just repeating itself. Once the vocal and drums are working together, group the top loop elements into a top loop group. You can add a glue compressor on the bus if you want a little cohesion, but keep it light. Slowish attack, medium release, and only around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Don't crush it. In DNB, transients matter a lot. And remember, keep this whole top loop layer separate from the sub path below and should stay clean and focused. The top loop is there to reinforce the rhythm and the attitude, not to add low-frequency clutter. A quick level check helps here. Bring the vocal down until you barely miss it, then raise it until you feel the groove snap into place. That's usually the right zone. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, using a vocal that's too melodic. For this style, you want something short and rhythmic. The vocal should behave more like percussion than like a pop hook. Second, leaving too much low end in the vocal. High pass it. Seriously, this is one of the easiest ways to keep the mix clean. Third, placing the vocal directly on top of the snare all the time. Sometimes that works, but usually it feels better if the vocal answers the snare instead of colliding with it. Fourth, drowning everything in reverb. Too much wash can blur the groove and weaken the drop. Delay is often the better tool if you want movement without losing punch. Fifth, making every bar identical. Even one tiny change every two bars can make the whole loop feel much more alive. And sixth, overwidening the vocal. Keep the core of the vocal centered and strong. If you want width, put it on the return effects, not necessarily on the main hit. If you want to push the style further, here are a few extra pro moves. Try making a main vocal chop and a ghost version underneath it. Keep the ghost quieter, with a different EQ or filter setting. That can add depth without stealing attention. You can also alternate dry and affected hits. One chop stays clean, the next gets delay or distortion. That contrast creates tension fast. Another great move is reversing just the tail of a phrase before the next hit. That little pull-in effect is classic and works especially well before a snare or drop restart. You can also slightly pitch one slice down to make the loop feel tougher and less repetitive. Keep it subtle so it still feels like the same source. And don't forget velocity. Softer hits can act like ghost notes, while louder ones behave like accents. That's a very fast way to make the loop breathe. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build one 2-bar vocal top loop in Ableton Live 12. Find or record a short vocal phrase, slice it into a drum rack, make a pattern with at least 4 vocal hits, add EQ8 with a high-pass filter, add saturator or erosion for character, send a little signal to echo on a return track, duplicate the loop, change one detail in bar 2, and then listen to it with a simple DNB drum groove in mono. If you finish early, make 2 versions. one cleaner and more ravey, and one darker and more distorted. That's a great way to learn how the same source can support different moods. So here's the recap. A strong rave pressure style top loop in DNB comes from turning vocals into rhythm. Keep the source short, slice it tightly, shape it with stock Ableton tools, place it around the drum so it supports the snare and leaves room for the kick and sub. Use subtle saturation, delay, and filtering. Change something every couple of bars. Keep the low end clean. Check mono. Stay focused on groove. If it feels urgent, tight, and a little menacing, you're in the right zone. Nice work. Let's keep building.